I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This podcast is being brought to you by Voyage AC.
You know, there are so few places now where you can go not knowing what you want and then walk away with the perfect thing, like either for yourself or for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm so grateful for Voyage AC. I can either pop right into their store in LA, or I can order something online.
It's true. I never know what to get my kids or my ex-wife for the holidays, but Voyage AC always has the perfect gifts.
Yes, they do. I always shop for anyone that's hard to shop for there. Voyage AC has the best presents for everybody in your life. Beautiful scents, elegant shaving creams, incredible candles, luxurious bubble bath, and glorious face and body products. So how can our listeners find Voyage AC?
You can find Voyage AC on our website at theonlyonepod.com, or you can go to www.voyageac.com directly. That's VOYAGEETCIE.com.
And guess what?
What?
You want to know?
I do.
Melanie is willing to give my friends and family discount to all our listeners right now.
Get out.
That's 15% off everything you buy.
And all you need to do is enter the code HON, that's HON, at checkout.
That's right. All you have to do is enter HON when you make your purchase. Voyage AC is the ultimate luxury blend of travel, design, and scents.
Several times a week, Laura will turn to me after we get into bed and say those six little words I've been waiting to hear all day. Can I read something to you? Once I've said yes, she reaches for an item from her very cluttered nightstand and proceeds to bring that book, blog post, poem, essay, or article to life with her voice. I hope you enjoy listening to her read as much as I do. Here's this week's selection from Laura's nightstand.
As Scott said, this is On My Nightstand, and I'm Laura Cathcart Robbins, and today we are bringing you a reading from a book by this week's guest, Swan Huntley, and I'll tell you a little bit about her. Swan is the author of Getting Clean with Stevie Green, The Goddesses, and We Could Be Beautiful. She earned her MFA at Columbia University and has received fellowships from McDowell and Yaddo. Her writings have appeared in Salon, The Rumpus, Go Magazine, and McSweeney's Internet Tendency, among others. And she lives in Los Angeles. So the book that I'm reading from is called Getting Clean with Stevie Green. I'm reading from the chapter called Stevie. Most of the chapters are actually called Stevie, but this is Stevie, chapter 19. Want to know what I fell asleep thinking about? The inciting incident. I think it's time to tell you what happened. Ugh. It was an ordinary day. Isn't this always when disaster strikes, in ordinary days? Anyway, on this ordinary day, I arrived at school early as usual. I parked in the spot closest to the entrance. And just this, me arriving early to get that prime spot, was evidence of what a good kid I was. Or at least what a good kid I appeared to be. I was homecoming queen. I was on the honor roll. I drove a cool Jeep. My long hair was always straight ironed. I tucked my blouses into my jeans because a tuck-in gave the impression that I was wise beyond my years. A fully formed adult who just happened to be facing the technicality of high school. I was overcompensating, sure, but that's what a facade is, an overcompensation, and a deliberate one. My physical appearance said half of what I needed to say without my speaking, and my scholastic achievements said the rest. It's amazing how much you can get away with when people trust your presentation. Wear a good blouse. Tell them what they want to hear. Act the part. I thought it was easy, and it was easy. But I'd grown cocky and kind of lazy, not checking my angles carefully enough to make sure that no one was looking, nor doing the extra credit assignments because I already had an A, so who cared? I leaned over to the passenger seat of my Jeep to do a bump of coke, which had become my new normal that fall. Just a little pick-me-up. This is what I said to myself every time I snorted that snowy powder. Afterward, I always thought, just a little pick-me-up. Sounds like a commercial for Burger King or something. Anyway, these are minor details. The major detail is that I started doing coke that summer and I couldn't stop. But because I was still performing at top level, it was fine. So just a little pick-me-up. Sounds like a commercial for Burger King or something. I swallowed the chemical numbness at the back of my throat, then looked at the poster tied to the fence. Stevie Green for president. All the letters were perfectly drawn because I'd drawn them perfectly. And that was why it was supposed to be a clear win, because I was basically perfect, and also very popular. On top of looking the part, I was getting good grades, and I was also nice to everybody. Was this because I was a nice person? Or was it because I wanted to be popular? Did it matter? I took a few gulps of water and grabbed my messenger bag, which I carried instead of a backpack because it made me seem important and serious. And then I waltzed through the beige archway of La Jolla High like I owned the world. Soon, I'd be at Stanford, which had many beige archways, and they were grander and had lion statues on the sides. I just had to win the presidency, skate through the rest of the senior year, and then I'd be in Palo Alto. The end. There were a bunch of flyers on the ground. When did I notice this? I mean, I saw paper, and a lot of it, but I didn't look too closely. I was busy owning the world. If I assumed anything, it was that the flyers were there for somebody's stupid band. But then that was a lot of paper, too much paper. The ground was almost white with paper, and it didn't stop once I'd waltzed through the archway. The flyers covered the entire campus like a blanket. Whoever had done this was very determined, and that determination inspired me to look closer. So I picked one up. I can't remember what I saw first. Was it the rolled-up 20 held between my fingers like a cigarette? Or was it Chris and I, mid-kiss? Maybe I saw it all at the same time, and it hit me like an early death. I know that because I stopped breathing. Oh, dang. It's that president chick, some dude said, standing by the science building to his friend. Hot, the friend said. Before they could see me, I flew out of there. As nonchalantly as possible, of course, even though I was on the verge of a panic attack. My feet were walking, then jogging back to the car. My head was down and my hair was flying around my face or floating underwater because it felt like time had slowed. My hand fumbled with the keys. It didn't feel like my hand. I drove through the mist without a plan and ended up at the cliffs, the spot where my dad... I can't talk about my dad yet. Let's talk about the aftermath. The short version of the aftermath goes like this. I lost the election to my former flame, Brad. I almost flunked out of school, and Stanford rejected me. Chris, meanwhile, came out, chopped her hair off, brought some Doc Martens and started doing slam poetry to express her feelings, and was awarded a scholarship to UPenn. Until that point, she responded to both Chris and Christina. After that point, she made Chris official. I avoided her like she was contagious for the rest of the year. Even though she never admitted to taking the photo or spreading the flyers, she was the only one who could have done it. No one else could have taken that photo because no one else was there that night, and no one else wanted to ruin me as much as Chris Dane did.
Hon, before we go, we got to do our big Patreon shout out.
Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Who are we shouting out?
We are shouting out Rose Pricks.
Awesome.
Right? Which is the companion podcast for The Bachelor.
Okay.
So if you have a love-hate relationship with The Bachelor, then the podcast Rose Pricks is for you.
Okay.
Fellow comedians Angel Laquita Moore and Stephanie Wilder Taylor. We love
Stephanie's awesome.
Yes. Dissect the drama, plus have important discussions on race, mental health, and feminism.
Hey, I have an idea.
What?
Can I just listen to the podcast and not watch The Bachelor?
Yeah, I can. Hey. But most of all, Stephanie Wilder Taylor and Angel Laquita Moore keep it real. Real funny,
She is super funny.
Right? Mm-hmm. New episodes drop Monday night or Tuesday morning if they're too tired. Find them wherever you listen to podcasts or click the link in our show notes.
Enjoy the show.
On My Nightstand is a special segment of the Only One in the Room podcast. Today's episode was produced by Scott Slaughter, who I call Hun, and executively produced by Christina Barcy, who we call Barcy. Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible, brand new Only One interview, and every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading from something that I love. If you have an Only One in the Room story or a piece of writing that you'd like to share, please submit it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.